you know, all of those Mexican related foods like that
mm-hmm.
are really, really terrific.
What's your, do you make enchiladas at home?
Mm-hmm.
What's your recipe for that?
Oh my goodness, I don't actually make them, Joan makes them.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have a Mexican gal who comes, she used to come all the time when our children were little, she used to live with us. But now that the children are grown and gone, she just comes once a week to help Joan around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the greatest taco and enchilada maker, and beans, the Mexican pinto beans.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they all have a different flavor when Maria cooks them, and the whole family wants to come over and get some.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What Mexican foods are easier to buy than to make?
Easier to buy than to make. You mean like buy at a restaurant, or?
Well, we're at a store.
Tamales.
Mm-hmm.
Tamales.
That's what
yeah,
I would
there are
say
lots
to
of
you,
good
yeah.
tamale stores around here.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite? Where do you go?
Well, Pepito's, which is right up the valley up here,
mm-hmm.
at Socorro, and there is great. But there are two or three right around here, and one of them just called Tamales.
Oh, uh-huh.
And boy, are they! I mean, you have to order way in advance to get tamales on special days, like New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a traditional thing, is to have tamales on New Year's.
Yeah, that's right.
And boy, if you don't order them in advance, you just don't get any.
Yeah, you have to go early. I think
yeah.
we went like a day in advance.
Yeah, yeah, you have to go early.
Yeah. Do you grow any like fruits or vegetables in your garden?
No.
You don't even have a... like a nut tree in your backyard?
No, because we have a farm and we grow it all down there.
Well, do you, what kinds of things do people grow in their gardens?
Yeah. You mean in their gardens around their home?
Yeah,
maybe tomatoes, maybe mints, and maybe but I don't see much of that around here.
Did you have a little garden at your farm where you grew?
Well, yeah, we have a big garden there, and we grow lots of things down there.
What kinds of things do you grow?
Well, lettuce, cabbage, chili,
mm-hmm.
Tomatoes, different kinds of chili, three or four different kinds of chilies, you know, the really
mm-hmm.
hot ones, the jalapeno type, or the regular long green chilies, corn.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any fruit trees on the farm?
Pecan trees only.
Just pecan trees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fruit trees don't do too well here because it freezes.
Yeah. It's hard to keep the bugs out of them, too.
Oh, yeah. Bugs are a problem on everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, corn that you have to pick up and eat, what do you call that?
Corn on the cob.
Uh-huh. And you have to take something off of it to cook it?
The shuck.
Uh-huh. And what's underneath the shuck?
Oh, the...
that white stuff.
The hairs, the... what do you call that? I don't mm-hmm. know what that's called, but the... whatever that is.
Well, it's
is.
Okay if you don't know a name
yeah.
for this one. Now, if somebody said to you that they had eaten beans for dinner, what kind of beans do you think they ate?
Well, here we would think pinto beans, the Mexican-style
mm-hmm.
beans.
Okay. And what's the little tomato called? The little tiny one.
I don't know.
You know, they have the big ones,
yes.
but then they have the little special
little,
tiny ones.
Little ones, yeah. I can't think of the name.
Okay, that's fine. The brown vegetable that grows under the ground? It's really a starch, I guess.
The potato?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about, there's a sort of purplish red vegetable that you slice up, and they make borscht out of it.
Cabbage.
Well, the not a cabbage, but like it's almost like a turnip.
Beet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
beets.
Do you consider a pumpkin to be a squash